Joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, Mr. Jim Reed with the Office of Emergency Management. We call this Preparedness Day, our monthly visit here on KRDO's Afternoon News. Jim, welcome.
Well, thank you, Ted. Welcome. I'm glad to talk to you again. It's been a while since we've talked, Ashley.
A month goes by and so much happens. I mean, we're talking about the Incline Fire. We're talking about, there were evacuations required there. There was an evacuation order in place at the Wild Horse Fire as well, and then people have to get ready for those things. There's a way to do that, and also this being National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, we've got a lot to think about besides just being ready to evacuate in case some kind of disaster like a fire comes our way.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm pretty happy with our folks down there on Highway 115. They were prepared. They did a great job. They evacuated. I got to give them a lot of credit. So my hat's off to them. Kudos to them. They were ready. And as you know, Ted, fire season's pretty much year-round for us. It is dry. We're not getting a whole lot of moisture, so people need to be on alert. And, yes, cybersecurity, that's a big deal. We're all connected, right? We pay our bills with it. We communicate with each other. We use it at work. And so we have to be careful. And there are folks out there who are sitting at home and have a lot of time on their hands, and they can attack either one computer, attack us. If they can get to our password at work, they can attack an entire network. They can steal your identity. And we have to be very careful in what we do. It can cost us financially, hugely financially, and widespread damage across networks. So it's real important that we follow the security measures that the office gives us, that the services that we have that are provided to us, our utilities, medical care, you know, use those security systems that are put into place.
Well, goodness, you know, I think there should be a required screensaver in every employer's computer screen that says, think before you click. And that is one of the most human beings are sometimes, you know, doing what they think is their job. A phishing email comes in. It ends up being a ransomware attack. And the innocent person thinks they're answering an email for a boss. I mean, these emails are simulated, and the bad guys are doing their homework. They can make you think you're communicating with your boss.
Right. Well, think about it. If they can get your password, if they get through your password, that's the first thing. And people get password weary. You know, we ask them to change them quite often, and they forget. And I will tell you, the older I'm getting, the harder it is for me to remember it half the time. But the bottom line is change them. And if they get them, you know, they can get into your system, get your address book, and send emails out to all your friends and contacts that you have in there. So that's important. I think the other thing, too, is, you know, just recently, one of my banks has a multi-factor password authentication. It has a picture I have to identify with a word, and then it calls my phone and gives me a number to put in. So that's how strict it's gotten, how complicated it's gotten, but it's all there to protect you.
It is. And, you know, you may feel like your patience is being taxed a little bit, but think about it. If you are lax these days, you are setting yourself up for big cyber trouble. So what are some of the things that the public can do to be ready for this? And then what about social media and some of the risks that are there?
Sure. I think they really need – it's good to stay in touch with folks. That's absolutely correct. But, you know, when you share your shopping habits online, when you add personal information, hey, I'm eating at so-and-so, here's what I had for dinner. When you do all of that, you're giving clues to people. And so you have to be careful with that. So, you know, look at your computer. I don't know what operating system you're working under, what your email is, but, you know how to set your privacy and security settings on social media. That's a big deal. Control what's being shared with other folks, not just family members. Get rid of the program that geotags you. It tells you where you're at and where you're not. If they know where you live and they know you're not home, that's kind of a good clue, right? I mean, that opens you up for some bad stuff. So just make sure that they don't know where you're at, and try not to give too many clues away if you can help it.
Yeah, and I mean, there's such subtlety in the things that you say and do. These guys have figured this out. So, yeah, if you're talking about a restaurant and you go to that restaurant once a week, you've just now established a pattern for the bad guys. They feel like breaking into your house. They can count on, pretty much count on you not being at home. You're going to be at that restaurant.
Yeah, And I'll give you another one. Here's what kind of makes me crazy. Is I'm all ready to go to work. I flip up the laptop or I turn on my computer and it says, hey, we got to do a bunch of updates. Really? I'm going to lose 10, 15 minutes waiting for updates? You know, there's an urge to say, yeah, I'll do it later. But you know what? They're there for a reason. And you know what? Just suck it up. You know, do the updates and protect yourself. That's really important. So make sure you stay on top of the updates.
All right. And finally, Jim, if you want to know more, where would you like people to go?
Well, there's a website, CISA.gov. It has a lot of information about cybercrime and how to protect yourself. There's a lot of, you can sign up for a newsletter there. Also, you can go to our website, PPROEM.com or CSReady.org. I think you've heard those two websites before on your other shows. So go to those websites, check it out, and by all means, please keep yourself safe.
And again, that's CISA.gov or PPROEM.com or CSReady.org. Jim, we appreciate you making these resources available and working as hard as all of you do to get this information out there and try to help us stay safe in cyberspace. And these days, it's more important than ever. Jim Reed, Regional Director of Pikes Peak Regional Office of Emergency Management, thank you for spending a couple minutes with us here on KRDO's Afternoon News. We'll talk to you again soon.
And thank you, KRDO, for helping us and helping the public. Thanks for everything you do.
You're welcome, Jim. That means a lot to us. You're very welcome. Have a great rest of your day.